Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this privilege to be together. We just ask that your Spirit would guide and direct us and that you would open up to us the important aspects that we need to understand and that you would draw us close to you and to each other. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so some of the things that I want to cover with you is some things maybe you already... How many of you came to the rally in April? All right, quite a few of you. Good. So we covered some things there. Some things might be repeated, so I don't want you to be frustrated with that. But I do want this to kind of be a dialogue where I'm not just giving you a presentation, but you're actually asking questions. I want to make sure there are certain details that everybody understands in preparation for the series. And, you know, if there's something that I'm not covering, then please feel free to ask me, okay? So it's not more of a seminar, it's more of just a dialogue to make sure everybody's on the right track. So what I want to cover today, in part, is I want to make sure that everybody's familiar with the website and the functions there and the features there. And then I want to cover some of the things that, very briefly, that probably you've already done, or if you haven't, to make sure that you know you need to do them. And then I want to cover today some of the things that are going to be leading up from here to Jesus, up to Jesus on Prophecy, okay? Then tomorrow we'll probably, depending on how much we get done today, we will continue that tomorrow. If we've kind of feel good about it today, then we'll move on to the next thing. One of the other things I want to cover is some of the different aspects that go on during the series. And then I want to cover some elements on doing visitation. So I think that that's probably an area that kind of falls by the wayside. So I'm going to talk about the different types of visitation that we do during the meetings. I want to talk about what type of decisions you're wanting to ask people for at various times in the meeting, at various scenarios, and then how to continue to follow up with those interests after the meetings. And we'll talk a little bit about phase two as well. And then the last piece is the discipleship after the meetings, making sure that we're getting people connected where they need to be with mentors, that they're getting the resources with the discipleship handbook. But what about even after the discipleship handbook? I mean, the discipleship handbook is a wonderful resource, but there's more to discipleship than even just that. So we'll talk about some of that. So that's kind of the vision that I have for the week. I want to know, are there any specific areas? I mean, there's a lot more detail in those pillar points that I mentioned, but is there anything in specific that you can think of right now that you'd be interested in me covering either today or sometime throughout the rest of the week? Not right now, but you'll have questions as we go along, as I don't cover certain things, right? All right. Well, let's we had prayer already, correct? Well, let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about the website. If you go to... how many of you have been navigating on the website? You've logged in, you've navigated. How many of you have not? All right. What's that?
Pastor Troy, he logs in.
Okay. I want to make sure if you're the coordinator that you understand and know how to navigate through this, because a lot of the stuff that people have been emailing me about and asking about is already there on the website. So when you go to... Yeah, it would do that just as I kneel down to get on here. When a guest goes to the website, they're going to see, of course, this page. Now, what we've done is we have actually set up some social media advertising that's actually starting this month. And we actually have 5 videos. I'm spending... for social media and internet advertising, I'm spending about $40,000 across the state to advertise. We'll also have billboards. We'll also have Strong Tower Radio. I just recorded last week several ads for Strong Tower Radio, and they're going to start playing those this month, and they'll play them increasingly next month in August and September up to the series. So we'll have that. I may have a little bit of budget left. I may do some other advertising, but that between the social media and the billboards, it kind of took up most of my advertising budget. I had about $170,000 to spend on advertising, and it takes up quite a bit. So I want to show you guys one of the things before we actually get into the website that we are doing in addition to the other promotional video. So if I can so let me show you this thing. What we did is we did 5 2-minute videos. And I talked to a gentleman named Chris Matz, who is he's become an expert on social media advertising. And he said one of the most effective means of advertising now is actually where you do a series of short videos that lead people to whatever product or website you're trying to do. And so what we did is we did 5 2-minute videos. And you guys may want to do this on the local level as well, but 5 2-minute videos that talk about a certain Bible subject. And then it points them at the end of that to the website where they can go and think about pre-registering. So I'm just going to show you one of these. I don't know that we want to do all of them, but I want to see what's the one I want. No, that's not the one I want. This one. This is fast internet, so it's supposed to work. Come on now.
So, can I ask you, what program are you using?
Which program?
What application is this?
To play these? This is just off the website, Vimeo. Yeah. Yeah, I may not do it. It may be too. Let me see if I can. Yeah. If I get on the. I don't have a password for all that. Let me see if it makes a difference on my phone. The problem is the cell phone service inside this building gets really bad. So my phone's over by the window, so I'm thinking maybe it'll... Well, anyway, I guess I can't show those, but... Well, maybe this one will work. Let's see if this one will work. Yeah, it doesn't look like it. Well, anyway, nonetheless, we did 5 videos, 2 minutes, on Daniel 2, signs of the times, why is there evil in the world, the second coming, and I forget what the other one was. I think it was just kind of a wrap-up. But we've already had people hitting on it, and people are already pre-registering on the site because of those videos. And then, I don't know how many of you were here on Saturday night, I showed the 2-minute video. Did anybody not see that? You can go to the website and see it, but there's this 2-minute video that really is very nice. I don't know if it's going to play there either. But
how are they finding the 2-minute videos? Is it apps and people are telling them, hey, check this out on YouTube?
The other ones, the set of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are being put on advertisement. We're paying money to be paid. So I'm trying to get it set up so that we can have links that our members can share. as well. But I'm still having him get those for me. But currently, they're being set on Facebook, Twitter, you know, Google. If people Google things, they type in Bible or whatever, they're just popping up as advertisements. And I'm telling you, like $40,000 for Facebook advertising goes a very long way. I mean, because they only charge us like when they click on it and so forth. But anyway, let's come back. It looks like we have enough internet to navigate the site, but not so much to play the videos. So when you go to the site, there's actually part of the... Well, let me just tell you, I hired the Center of Online Evangelism. I paid them a certain amount of money, and they are monitoring and promoting all this marketing, all this advertising. And so they're spending about 20 hours a week between in June, July, and August on monitoring and just doing the marketing for all the advertising. Then in September, up to the series, they're going to spend 40 hours a week increasing that marketing. So one of the things they're doing here is when people go to the website, they'll see this instant messenger, and they'll be able to ask questions. And this is I'm talking about the public, and they will respond to that. They have the scripts and things to know what to say. Also, we're doing the Adventist information ministry again. So that way, when people call the 800 number, they have people, live people that they can talk to. So when a person goes to the site, they'll see this. They'll see the this is the 2-minute video. It's very nice for those of you that saw it. If you haven't seen it, go to the site when you're outside of this room and do it. We also put on their Bible study offer so that people can request Bible study guides ahead of time. Now, whenever they click on locations, as you can see here, they'll see the map and they'll type in their zip code or whatever. This is my zip code, and it'll show the sites that are the nearest to me, if I don't mess that up. So there are several sites near me, and then they can click on one. I'm going to actually be co-preaching the Charlotte site. So if I click on that, then it'll take you to the local site, and it'll tell the local information. All right? Now, that's what the public sees. Now, when you log in, can somebody let me use their code? Because I have mine, but there are things on mine that you don't see. All right. Is it Jackson? Password? So nobody go to their site and log on, okay? Don't be... I'm not even going to save it on my computer. All right. So whenever you go and log in, you have something called the dashboard, and this is where you control your meetings, and you will be able to go in here and actually add all of your meetings. Okay, so right here it has the first three. You go in here and you click Add Meeting, and it'll take you to, it's just loading here.
How far in advance do you recommend you load?
I would recommend you do it sooner rather than later, just because.
No, all of them?
Well, when you do it here, the people will not see all of them. Okay. Actually, you know what? They will. They will. Forgive me. But you add your meeting here. You add your title there, your date and time, and then a little description, and you click save, and then it'll post that on there. I would go ahead and at least put the first several. What's that? Like the first 8 to 10, whatever's on your brochure. If you want to add all of them, you can. I don't think it hurts to add them. You know, it used to be that when, years ago when we would do meetings like this and you would tell them all the topics up front, people would be scared. Now, these days, I mean, some people still kind of get nervous when they see 20-something topics. But now, these days, a lot of people like to plan ahead of time.
That's right.
So you show them all of them, and they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to plan my schedule around that. So I don't think it hurts at all to put all of them.
I thought it was just going to be one night, and then I heard it was 27 nights. And
yeah.
Baptized.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Absolutely.
Revelation in one night.
Amen. Amen.
It's easy. You can get it.
That's right. So over here, once you add a meeting, then you can go in here and you can edit the meeting. You can add and edit attendance. You can scan attendance. Now, so once you add it, so let's say that tonight's September 23rd, we're wanting to record our people. We go in here and we click on that meeting and we click, you know, add people. Okay? Takes it a second. So it'll tell me the total attendance is zero currently, and it tells me the attendance because I haven't added any. Okay, it's supposed to have on here.
So each night we're going into the system and typing in the people that were at the meeting that night.
Are they selecting them from a list?
Yeah, that's the reason it has zero there is because we haven't added any. So let me just go back here. Let me show you how to do this.
I like the fact that you also added church members so that we can track.
Yes, yes. So when you go to people under your dashboard, you click add attendee or add member. So let's say on the first night, you know, you have 40-something registration cards. Let's say 20 of them are members and 20 of them are visitors. You're going to want to go in and click add attendee for the visitors. Okay? So I'll click that. It just takes it a second to load here. And then I'm going to type in their name. If you're using the barcodes, if you're ordering those, you'll type in the number so that it'll have that number for that particular person, all their information, and how did they hear about the meetings, and then you'll click save. So I'm just going to, sister, you'll have to go in and delete this, but let's just say I have, what's that? Let's add her.
Judy.
We'll just pretend like you have one. We won't ask for your address. 66. No, I'm just kidding. 1260 Pioneer Way, Jackson. And then state is Michigan. Which was up?
49203.
All right. Phone number 123-456-7-8-9-10. And we just won't put the email. Let's say she heard about it those ways. I'll click save. And you watch, it'll say add an email. All right. Attendee Jennings has been created. So you only have to enter them one time. Then when you go back to meetings, and you click the first meeting there, and it shows, oh, wait a minute, you know what, I clicked the wrong button there, sorry. Let me go back here. I'm going to click add people over here, okay? So there's her name. So if she attended night one, then I just click here and click save. And then we come back to... So then there's my attendant, Judy, right? So she attends. So let's say night two. We're going to night two to add my attendance.
Didn't you want to click on the people?
Same thing. Yeah, thank you. Hit the wrong button again. And then there she is. So I'm going to have a list of all my attendees. And each night I just go in and click the ones that were there. And it's going to create a list. Now, it's not up yet. He's still working on some of the features that will be useful during the meeting. But I'll actually be able to create an attendance list of every night of who was there. Just like in Disciples.
Will there be any place where we can go in and note the fact that they've been visited by somebody or not?
Yes, I believe so. If you click on people and click on Judy,
there's notes.
Yeah, I believe there's notes. Yeah, so I can go in here and I can click that and I can click, you know, what decisions they've made,
okay,
how interested they are, and then I can make my own notes and I can save it. Okay? So we've really tried to enhance the website so that everything is very useful. Now, if you go back to this, you should also, it's not set up yet, but this little thing, you should also be able to click on your nightly meeting, and then you should be able to, each night, you won't do it the first night, but on the second night and on, scan them in. And if by some reason it doesn't work, then just do it manually and go back and add them later. It doesn't take much. I mean, really, the way that we have this set up, to add them yourself is almost just as fast as the scanner. But for some reason, visitors just like, they're just like all about the scanning. I mean, they just love it and they just think it's cool and they think it's professional. You just make sure you don't give them one that says 666, you know. And you'll have some people that may struggle with that. But I'm excited about this because I think it's really nice.
Tell them there's a lot of numbers and they'll all get one.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. We're going to give away $500,000 at the end of the series. Now, a lot of people have called me and said, hey, you remember the site register.jesusonprophecy.com where you actually register your church to participate in the series? A lot of people have thought that once they do that, they'll automatically be up on the map. How many of you are on the map? How many of you are not on the map or you don't know? Okay. When I say the map, I mean when I showed you earlier locations and you clicked on that and it shows all the locations. It takes 5 minutes to put yourself on the map. You didn't know that, did you? So you go to right here, location, and we'll see if they've done it yet.
Yes,
all right, they're on. They're on.
Yes.
So you go to location and you'll click edit location. Once it pops up, I may need to go back to the other internet here. My phone may have... No, it's still going. So then you just go on here and you enter your location, your address, and all that information. And then the introduction that you want, there is a kind of a template there. If you want to have... If you're doing the It Is Written children's program, you click that, and then you click Save. And it will take you back to the location page. And then you click, if it says publish, that means you're not published. If it says unpublish, it means you are published. So if it says publish, you need to click that. And once you click that, your location will go right up on the map. And people can see your localized site. Does that make sense? So if you're a coordinator, you need to either check with your pastor or double check that you have done this. Otherwise, you'll be doing all this stuff and nobody will see you on the map. Okay? It takes 3 minutes to do that, but it's vitally important. Same thing we did for Unlock Revelation. Were you? Okay. So, let me jump back here to dashboard. And so that's the features of the dashboard. And there may be some that are added, but you can control your meetings. You can insert or register your people and then keep track of your attendance and also your location. Okay? When you go to resources, you go there and there are lots of things that are already there. There'll be more things that I'll continue to add. How many of you have completed your Hamblin order? Anybody that has not done that? Okay, because we have about 110 roughly churches that have completed their orders. I'm sorry, that have registered to do the meetings, but only about 82 that have completed their order. And I have the list of those that haven't, but I don't have it with me, but it's on my computer. Well, I guess I do have it with me, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to take the time to look that up. But we need to get those orders in. So if you have not placed that order, make sure you do that. And the budget form is there. So that's the thing. There is some of the training materials. All the information from the rally is there. The PowerPoints are there if you want to do training in your church. I'll talk about the seven-point invitation card later. There's all the graphics there if you want to do your own localized advertising through social media or whatever. It's there. The letterhead stuff is there for letters to mail out to your interest base, which I'll talk about. The Jesus on Prophecy prayer card is there. And there's just a lot of stuff there. The schedule is there. The visitation plan, which I'm going to go through this week, and some of the slides are there. So,
is that under resources?
That's under resources. So all that stuff is already there online. I'll be adding the sermons there soon. I'll be adding more materials that you'll be needing as we get closer. But there's already a number of things right there. Okay? Yes.
If I'm in a local grocery store and I want to give the clerk an invitation, is there some special thing we just created ourselves? Is there some special flyer that we should be giving out? Or?
No, we have currently, we have glow tracks, and which your church hopefully has ordered. And at the January ministerial, I had several hundred thousand of these that the pastors took. So hopefully your pastor took some. If not, then ask him. But otherwise, you can get some through him. There is some. I brought about 10 boxes. They're up at the ABC that you can pick up if you need some more or you haven't gotten any. The other thing that you can be giving out is the personal invitation card, which is, you know, the glow tracks you kind of hand people, but if you actually engage in a conversation with somebody, this is a more personal way to do it, where you can actually write your name and your phone number in there, and give them, you know, hey, come be my personal guest at Jesus on a Process. Just similar to the glow track, it's just a little different format. Should already have them. If you haven't, you know, the pastors, I had those available there. I had them available at the training weekend, but you can order these also from Hamblin with your order. So that's, at this point, I don't have any more. I do have a few right here. I have a couple packs, but other than that, you need to get them from Hamblin. Okay. All right. And then I'll talk about the 7-point invitation plan probably tomorrow. So that's resources. And so you'll want to keep checking back on there because I'll be posting more stuff that you'll need. Let me just point this out that, one of the main resources on here that's important for you as a coordinator is he's supposed to adjust this so it won't be so scrolling, but where is it here? There it is. The Jesus on Prophecy Speaker Coordinator Handbook. This tells you a lot of information that you'll need in preparation for your series, kind of step by step, month by month, breakdown of the things that are important to do. Okay? And we'll go through some of that probably even today. All right, then the communications, this is one thing I really like. Is it's not set up yet, but he will have it set up by the meetings, is where you'll actually be able to send an email to all of your attendees and say, you know, hey, tonight we studied this and this and this. We want to remind you that this is coming up, or, you know, we have phase two coming as you get towards the end of the meetings. But what I would not do is send them an email every day. What I'd send them maybe one or two a week. Two would be the most per week that I would send. But at least one for sure. And I'll talk about this too, but I also send every week, I send a snail mail letter to people as the speaker, to all of my attendees. I even send them to all the church members, and at least the ones that attend. And I just tell them what we've studied. I encourage them in making decisions for Jesus and the truths that they've been learning. And then you guys remember last year. Let me just introduce you. This is Mike and Tammy. I don't mean to embarrass them, but last year we had an evangelism series in Williamston Church. And they had been already attending the church for several months, and the Lord moved upon their hearts, and they were baptized. But they were helping with the meetings even before they were baptized. Pretty exciting. And the Lord really used them. But they came every night, and they were just hungry, and they were hanging off of every Bible verse. And now they're going to be kind of coordinating the series for Jesus on Prophecy in their church. So they remember, I did the meetings there. And you remember, you got a letter every week. And I timed that letter. You know, I usually take 2 to 3 nights off a week, depending upon how I do the series. I do either 4 or 5 nights. But I always time my snail mail letter to get there on one of the nights off. So I always test, how many days does it take in this area to get a letter? So I'll mail a letter to myself, and I find out how many days, and then I time that. You know, if I'm taking off on a Tuesday, then I'll mail it out on, like, you know, Friday or Sabbath, so that way it gets to them. If I'm taking off on a Thursday, I make sure, because I'm trying to maintain regular contact. So when I'm not seeing them, I want them getting something from me in the mail. Amen? All right. But you'll be able to actually email your attendees. So what you could do is you could do your snail mail letter and then just copy and paste that into this and email it too. You may want to send a different message, but you got to be careful to not overbear them. Yes.
So the you kind of have a template for that in the handbook. You want the templates you made in the letter and email both the same, or?
Well, I'm just saying it's up to you. But you got to be careful what you say. You don't want to be too gushy and, you know, churchy. But at the same time, just reminding them. What I typically do is I remind them of what we studied. I encourage them to make a decision and follow what we have studied. And then I let them know what's coming up. And so, you know, if you're going to do... It's important during your evangelistic meetings to make sure that you are consistent. Whatever nights of the week you start with, you need to go all the way through with. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If you start the first week on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sabbath, you need to do that all the way through. Don't be changing things up. Don't be changing the time or the days. But sometimes you do have things out of the ordinary, like whenever you start asking them to come to church on Sabbath morning. So I always emphasize those things that are out of the norm. Does that make sense? And that's what you want to do in your letters. You want to communicate very thoroughly. Yes?
Do you have email as the domain name, or are you to use your personal email or the church email?
I'm trying to remember how he's going to set it up. I think it comes back to mail Jesus on Prophecy. So I'll have to figure that out. I'll ask him and I'll have an answer for you tomorrow or the next day. All right. Then when you go to results, what will be here is as you enter your information for your local site, it will be actually uploaded to this page that will show the results for the whole conference. How many of you were coordinators for Unlock Revelation? Do you remember you had to enter in all your stuff and then you had to go in there and say, this many people attended the first night, this many people, this is how many decisions we have. Well, the way we have it set up is it's going to calculate all of that for you. And it's just going to automatically put it up. So whenever you, first night, you type in, oh, we had 53 guests, and you enter them all in, it's going to automatically update it. And so you'll be able to know your results for your local site, but you'll also see the results for the whole conference. So every church will be able to see what's going on across the conference. You won't be able to see every church's individual numbers, but you'll be able to see them collectively. Okay? So that'll be pretty... I'll be able to see them, but you guys won't. And then updates... I'm going to see if this has sent a... Yes. Amen. I had not checked this. But updates is where I will be able to send you all, as the coordinator, information, okay? So I'll be able to say, hey, I just posted such and such in the resource section. Check it out. check it out, right? And so it will send you, it will send an email to the person who's listed as the coordinator, okay? And it'll say, you've received an update on Jesus on Prophecy. So then it should send you the message in the email too. But anytime you go to the website, you go to the update section, and it will have my updates posted. That's exciting.
I'm just guessing you didn't want to do Jesus and Prophecy because you didn't want to be putting JAP up there.
Putting what?
JAP. J-A-P.
Oh, J-O-P. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Absolutely. So you can see, I just posted this morning. I didn't check to see if it went up. I just sent the email out. But I just wrote on here to remind people about this seminar. So you'll be able to see things on there. Now,
but were we supposed to get an email then?
You should have gotten an email, and that's what, did you get one? Okay, so check your spam, because you got one?
Was it a...
You got this email? You did? Okay. So I know at least it went out. It may have gone to your spam. So if it did, you need to make sure that whatever email is coming from, I think, mail@jesusonprophecy.com. Is that what it comes from?
I'll tell you, did you hear this update? It's at 10:56. I got it. It comes from Jesus on Prophecy.
Yeah. So you'll need to make sure that it's not...
Kevin.Rachel.
Yes.
Gmail.com.
Yes. That may be the one. Because he's my graphic guy that does all this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure that it's not in your spam, okay?
How did you get the contact as far as who's going to be the coordinator for each one of the churches? Is that turned in when the pastor...
Whenever the person, whoever, either the pastor or the lay person that registered your church,
mm-hmm,
would have put in that contact. So it may have gone to him.
Yes. Okay. Is there just one?
Holt, right?
Joel Jackson.
Jackson, okay. So I can look at it for you after the meeting today.
Is there just one contact?
There's only one, and I've asked him to try to set up more than one, but it's very difficult to do that. So what you'll have to do is if it's your pastor and the speaker and you, you'll have to share the password.
Well, yeah, but then we won't get the email. He'll get the email.
Well, we can set it up so that it goes to you. I can change that. So if we need to change it, we can do that.
Right.
Not a problem.
There's one login, but then you can have multiple emails.
Yes. The person that is going to be logging on and dealing with this the most needs to be getting the emails. Okay. That's usually the coordinator. I mean, I'm hesitant in saying this because sometimes the pastor just wants to be, he has a coordinator, but he wants to do it. And so every church has to work that out.
We're one church, but with two locations occurring. And I'll be in one of them, so I'm assuming I can stop the patent. That would it still be just one person?
We'll have to set up two accounts. Yeah. You're at Port Sanilac, right? Yeah. We'll have to set up two accounts. I already talked to him about that, actually. All right. So I have to double check this and get back with you, because I asked him about it and I can't remember what he said. But as I recall, let me just see if it... Oh, no. I didn't want to do that. There's supposed to be a way that you can respond to me on this. Yeah, I think he's working on setting that up so that you can actually respond to me through the site. So, all right, so that's the features that will be available to you. And some of the details of those are still getting worked out, but they'll be worked out by the time the series starts. And, you know, the next time, you know, when he did, it was interesting because when we did Unlock Revelation, I think he kind of rebuilt the website for the second Unlock Revelation, and then he rebuilt it for this one. But for the next time, I can tell you, in 2021, we're doing Jesus on Prophecy again, because it'll have been 2 years. It'll be long enough that we can do it again. Then we'll probably go either back to Unlock Revelation or something else. But we're going to use the same format and keep building up. Any questions about the website? Tried to make it simple, but also helpful. All right, let me go now to Oh man, we only got 15 minutes left, don't we? Goes by fast. No questions then, right? Okay. All right, let me go to the handbook, and I want to show you a couple of things that we'll talk about more heavily tomorrow. All right. I want to go here to the calendar. So we're in June now, and you know, I know July gets crazy in a lot of your local churches, so it's quite, you know, people are on vacation and whatever else, but we want to encourage you to keep promoting it in your church. Now, I have Ricky Carter is working on for me an update video that I'm going to play on Wednesday night. He's finalizing it. I'm going to play it Wednesday night at the main evening meeting during the announcement time. But once he finishes it, I will also post it on the website so that you'll be able to show it in your churches. Okay? What I would encourage you to do is whenever you get back from camp meeting, either the last Sabbath of June or the first Sabbath of July or both, I would encourage you to show that video. I would even show it two times because you know how church is. You have certain people there one Sabbath and not the next. We're also going to have two more update videos. One that will be for the beginning of August, and that will be very important because in that video, I'm going to explain the 7-point invitation plan. I don't know if, and I don't have that card, I have an electronic copy, but they're working on printing them now. I don't know if your churches ordered those or not, but if you did not, you need to order them. Call Hamblin and order them because they are very crucial, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But the 7-point invitation plan begins August 1st, and it is the plan that we are using for our members to invite people to the meetings, okay? All right, so in July, you want to continue with, you know, the GLOW distribution and really talk about and pump up the meetings that are coming up. Encourage people to put the yard signs out, to share the GLOW tracks, to point people to the website where they can watch that promotional video. They can just take that website, JesusOnProphecy.com, and post it right in their Facebook status, and it'll put the website there, and then people click it, and they can go right to the video. Okay, so we can be doing that, and all that during July. Beginning August 1 is that 7-point invitation plan. I'll go through that in detail with you tomorrow. We don't have enough time today, but there's three things I just want to mention for August, and that is, one, the 7-point invitation plan. Two, it is that we want to begin inviting and encouraging our Bible study interests and all of our contacts from the church. We want to begin promoting to them Jesus on Prophecy. We don't want to wait till 3 days before the meetings. Now, we used to do that years ago because we didn't want people going to their Sunday pastor. Most people today don't go to church. If you ever go out to some event or something on a Sunday morning, most people are out doing their deal. They're golfing or whatever. And so I don't worry about that so much anymore. I mean, we're advertising in June, July, and August. And people today, most people haven't heard of Adventists. Even a lot of Christians haven't ever heard of Adventists. And so I don't worry about hiding that kind of thing anymore. But we want to, you know, if you have a church interest list, how many of you have that in your church? How many of you know you don't? Like you know, you have a knowledge that we do not have a church interest list. Okay. How many of you are not sure? Okay, so some of you, what's that?
There's a list of about 10,000 people.
Okay, well. Yeah, okay. Well, you may have to prioritize that and categorize it. Yeah. I mean, you guys have a lot, but Lansing, ours was like 1,800 or something, and it was a large thing. But you want to take those top interests. The top interests would be the people that are, you know, already attending church, the people that are doing Bible studies, the people that are have attended any type of event in recent months, and you want to visit those people and engage them and invite them to the series using the 7-point invitation plan. I know you can't visit 10,000 people, but you can say, hey, we can take our top 50 people or our top 75 or 100 people, and we can get little groups out to go visit them and invite them to pre-register. Okay. The other thing that is, which I'll talk about more later this week, is the visitation of missing members. And, you know, I have a whole class on that. If I can squeeze at least an abbreviated version of that in, I will strive to do that this week. I think at the Emmanuel, one of the Emmanuel classes, Mel or Howard's going to do that class, but I have a class on that. And I've found that in every church I've been in, we've gone out and visit the missing members. And there's a certain way that you do it, but it's not very difficult. And that you'll find people that'll come back to church. I've had people that said to me, I've been waiting for 9 years for somebody from the church to come see me. You know, I just stopped going one Sabbath. And I mean, you almost want to say, don't do that to the people. But you can't say that. They say, but they'll say, like, I stopped going just to see if anyone would come and visit me. And it's like, why would you do that? Don't do that. But you can't say that to them. You say, oh, you know, brother, I'm so sorry. But I've had people say, I've waited for years for someone to come visit me. And so visit these people and encourage them to come back, but encourage them to come and attend the meetings. And we've had people that have come and were baptized because of that. Very important. Then also in August, a lot of the billboards and a lot of the other advertising will be going up and increasing during that time. One thing that I've done many times is host some kind of special event. Now, the Brighton Church has actually done they're doing a golf outing. And they're trying to restore their... Now, I know some people may have mixed emotions about that, and I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm just telling you what they're doing. But they're doing a golf outing actually to raise money to restore their stained glass windows in their church. And it's a historical thing or whatever. So they've gone out to the businesses, and the businesses have sponsored the golf outing. And they've purchased holes, and they're raising money through that and also the registration. And they're going to do 8 principles of health, and they're going to tell people about Jesus on Prophecy, encourage people to sign up and potentially attend. Now, one thing I've done is I call it dinner with the speaker. And I've done it both in the States and I've done it abroad. It's easier to do it abroad because it's cheaper. But we rented this restaurant-type place, and we had a banquet. It was like an 8-course meal. It only cost like $4 per person, but we had this really nice vegetarian entourage of food. And over in some of those places, they really fancy it up, and they'll bring it out in special plates, whatever. And we invited the students that were out doing outreach. We invited all of the interests that they had been working with, and we had the church invite guests and visitors. We had about 300 guests that came to that. And we fed them all. Now I'm going to translate that into U.S. terms here in a second. But, okay. But out of those 300 people, we had about 150 people that came to the meetings from that event. And then about 40 of those were baptized. And so it's very powerful because we have the dinner, we have live music playing. If you don't have live music, you can play a CD, but classical music. And people just enjoy the dinner. You have someone introduce it. We're so glad you came for the special banquet. We just wanted to give you a nice dinner away from home. And we'll be talking to you more in a little bit. So people will get their food, they'll eat, and you have tables set up, and you have members at every table, you know, that can talk with the guests, and they're eating, and as you get towards the end of the meal, then the speaker for the series will stand up and say, "How'd you enjoy your meal?" And everybody's thankful, and so, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start talking about the series. Well, we wanted to tell you about something that's coming up called Jesus on Prophecy. And I usually would give about a 10 or 15 minute talk on, you know, something related to Bible prophecy. Like, you know, it seems like in the world today, there's so much chaos going on, and et cetera, a little presentation like Signs of the Times or something that'd be interesting to them. And then I invite them to sign up. And what I'll do, because we have online pre-registration, is I'll actually have a computer set up, or actually a couple of computers, where they can go right there and pre-register for the meetings. Okay? Or you can have cards, and then you can enter them in as well. If you want to just pass out a card. But you'd be amazed how many people sign up for that. Now, I've done this several times in the States as well. And, you know, sometimes you don't have the budget to rent a restaurant and all that kind of thing. And that's totally understandable. But you can do a nice banquet at your church or even at someone's home. You can invite people to your home. And we've done it at the church and made it nice. You have to, you know, you have to be very cognizant that you have to prepare food that those people are used to eating. You can't make Special K loaf and that kind of thing, you know. It's got to be, you know, like a lasagna or some kind of Mexican food, or you can even cater food or however you want to do it. But it's got to be good food that people can relate to. And so my point is that whatever you do, you could do a dinner with the speaker or a golf thing or whatever, but to do some kind of event that you can invite your people to ahead of time and then promote Jesus on Prophecy. Does that make sense? And, you know, we're in June, so you still have a little bit of time to prepare. You could do it in late August or early September. You still have time to prepare, but do some type of social event and call those people to come. All right? 3 minutes. Also in September, I would encourage the churches to do a special communion service just to kind of consecrate themselves. We also want to do that mailing of an invitation. So I marked here September 9th, which is about 2 weeks ahead. So here's the deal. If you visit your interests in your Bible studies and you invite them to the meetings, you give them you either give them a glow track or you give them an actual handbill. And then 2 weeks ahead of the meetings, you mail them another invitation, right? And so they've gotten 2, 3, or 4 invitations. That is not bad at all. Don't invite somebody 6 weeks ahead of the meetings, give them one handbill and say, "Hope to see you there." They'll forget about that thing in a few days. But that's the purpose of the 7-point invitation plan, which I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. And because you give them multiple invitations. And it may seem intrusive, but if you do it in the right way, it's not at all. And people actually will appreciate the reminder, and you do it, the reminders, different ways so that it doesn't become annoying and you seem like a pest. Okay?
In sales, it's all dripping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're using that method. It's very, very important. So we'll talk a little bit more about that letter of invitation tomorrow as well. But on the 3 Sabbaths of September, during your worship services, you want to really be emphasizing Jesus on Prophecy. You want to have a special prayer time during the service or after the service. You want to use, if you do like a ministry moment or a ministry spotlight, you want to use those 3 spotlights to highlight the aspects. You know, on the first Sabbath, I'd remind them of the 7-point invitation plan and encourage them, give them practical ways that they can invite people. But just spend even the sermons in the church should focus around, you know, evangelism and that type of a thing. And really let the whole month of September be a special focus. If you have schools, then, you know, have the kids going out sharing and let the kids come up and give a report. You know, try to bring the whole church together. It's not everybody doing their own thing. in preparation for, but we're all, every department of the church, every minister of the church, working together towards this series. As well, special outreaches. I would plan an outreach every Sabbath in September, and probably two in August to be going out. I mean, the two in August could include the visitation of the interest, the visitation of the missing members, but I'd be planning several outreaches now, and I'd be advertising them now. I'd have a list of them in a half sheet that I'd put in my bulletin, and that way people know and they can plan for them. You may get the same 3 to 5 people that you always do, but hey, you know what? If those go out, praise the Lord. Amen. We'll work with what we got. We're not going to complain. All right, we're 1 minute over. Does anybody have questions? Yes. We don't have bumper stickers. I don't think we did those even for Unlock Revelation. We did magnets, I think, but I don't know how many people actually got them. I didn't think it was that many. And no, we don't have those. Yeah, sorry. Any other questions? Yes.
Just a comment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had heard this particular story. It is mm-hmm. a good story about a particular corporation that had hired a new salesman. The guy wasn't getting started very quickly, and the president was having a talk with him, and he said, if you had some names that you could help me with
yeah.
to get started.
Yeah.
And the president didn't tell him, but he just went to the phone book and wrote down mm. 10 names, gave it to him, and he said, these are special interests for
yes.
you. The guy sold every one of them.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, because yeah. he was sure the yeah. president knew them.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
He was confident.
That's right. There's an idea. If you don't have an interest list, Sal, just write down the names from the phone book, brother. So are you coming back tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. So he said it depend on how we did today. But so tomorrow we'll go through that 7-point invitation. We'll go through several other things. We're going to keep progressing throughout. But here's what I would encourage you to do tonight as you're thinking about things. You may want to go to the website and start looking at some of the resources. If you have questions, write them down tonight. Or if you think of something, write them down. And we will definitely take time to answer those, okay? Just let me mention one other thing real quick. We do have our evangelism department is going to host another mission trip. We went to Ecuador. We served almost 800 people in the medical clinic. We had a lot of construction projects. We did evangelistic meetings every evening. At the end of the series, we had nearly 30 baptisms, and people each day, as part of the program, I did some training that they would use there, but also could bring back home to the local church. So if anybody has an interest, on Friday, this seminar goes Monday through Thursday, but on Friday at the same time, 2:15 right here, we're going to be giving information about the trip. So I gave these out on Sabbath, but if you didn't get one, you're welcome to come pick one up and come be here on Friday. Well, let's have prayer together. Yes.
Before you do.
Yes.
When we put the information on our website, can we list our health presenter as well and the health programs or no?
You mean
we're going to be doing a health program along with our Jesus and Prophecy.
Yeah.
You should be. We have two presenters on ours right now. One for the health.
You can put the presenter on there and let them know that. Yeah.
Okay.
There's not a thing. There's not a logo or anything, but you can list it on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on your resources, will you be adding Vicki? So we've been working a link that will go with the health with the subject.
She's going to send it to me, and I will put it on there. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Here? Yeah, I don't know what happened here.
It's on
but
the handbook. In the
there
handbook.
It is. Yeah, this is the handbook. So it's on the website.
It's on the website.
When you log in, it's on there. Yes. No, you will get, okay, let me just mention this. All the printed stuff that you ordered, the pastors will be picking that up at the ministerial retreat at the end of July. So those Bible studies will be there. They'll bring them back. Melissa Bradshaw is going to be here, I think.
Friday. right?
Yeah, they're doing a seminar. I'd have to check the book. I don't remember what time it is.
Friday at, I think, 3:30.
Yeah.
4:30 time slot.
So they'll be talking.
Yeah,
so they'll be talking about that if you have gotten that evangelism kit. It is written, is piloting with us a child evangelism kit, and every church that does that is going to get a free one once it's finished. So, all right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We pray that you will bring us back tomorrow, and just thank you, Lord, for the privilege of service. Lord, we want there to be a harvest, and Lord, one thing we are sure of is that we'll be preaching the Word of God, and you've promised that it would not return to you void. So help us to do the proper work ahead of time. Help us to be ready, and Lord, that we may be as efficient as possible, and that you can bless us with that harvest, we pray. Thank you for each one here today. Give them a good experience here at Camp Meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.